Well, it's official. As of a few hours ago, Australia is in recession. It's the first recession the Australian public has faced in 29 years. So what does that actually mean for you and me and the average Australian? That's what The Wire's Grace Applin asked independent economist Saul Eslake.
To the average Australian, it means a period when jobs are lost on a widespread scale and the unemployment rate increases by at least a percentage point in 12 months or less.
Were you expecting this?
I was certainly expecting a small decline in real gross domestic product for the March quarter to have been reported today, and I wasn't surprised that we had a minus 0.3, which is the first quarterly decline in real GDP since 2011. As the Treasurer has acknowledged, there's going to be a much bigger decline of at least 8%, possibly as much as 10% in the June quarter, which would be the largest contraction in Australia's economy that's ever been recorded in a single quarter. And so by that commonly used in the media definition, we are in a recession. But I suspect before that's officially confirmed in 3 months' time, we'll see further increases in the unemployment rate that will satisfy my definition of an increase of a percentage point or more in 12 months or less.
So what do you think were some of the main contributing factors to the government announcing today that we are in a recession?
Well, one of the factors was the bushfires in the early part of the quarter, which not only disrupted the lives of people directly affected by the fires and caused a downturn in economic activity, but also had a negative impact more broadly on tourism. And then after the government's announced shutdowns of wide spreads of the economy, we saw significant declines in areas such as accommodation, food services, the arts and recreation, and many other parts of the economy that we're all familiar with. And even though that was only for 2 weeks of the 12 weeks in the quarter, it was enough to push overall economic growth into negative territory.
The Treasurer has said that the situation could have been a lot worse. Do you agree with what he said?
Well, certainly by comparison with other countries, many of whom recorded much bigger declines in the March quarter than we did, by comparison with them, we've done a lot better. But that, of course, doesn't do much to console those who've lost their jobs or business operators who've seen most of their revenue dry up since the middle of March. The only silver lining, really, is that we probably have now passed the worst point of this. I think the path out of it will be a lot less steep than the path into it was.
Well, in the US, civil unrest due to racial tensions and the government's handling of coronavirus has caused the nation's economy to suffer greatly. So could this potentially affect us negatively in the future financially?
Oh, yes, it certainly could. And although we don't export a lot directly to the United States, a fair bit of what we export to countries like China, Japan, Korea, and Southeast Asia is used in those countries to help produce what they export to the United States. And so there'll almost certainly be an indirect effect if the US economy contracts by much more than, say, Australia's might do, and is much slower to recover, as I think will be likely.
So what do you think are some of the key factors that the government needs to focus on in efforts to economically recover?
Well, I think it's important, as the Governor of the Reserve Bank has politely said on a number of occasions, that the government continue to support economic activity while the recovery is in its earliest and most fragile phase. One risk is that with so many government support programs and the bank mortgage repayment holiday due to expire on the same day at the end of September, that the economy could get another jolt at that stage. So although there's 4 months to go until we reach that point, that gives the government plenty of time, as, for example, it reviews the effectiveness of the JobKeeper program, to consider ways of tapering the exit from the support program so that it doesn't happen all at once. And also, as we've seen some hints in recent days, gives consideration to providing stimulus to areas of the economy that can create lots of jobs and use lots of locally manufactured materials, such as housing. Those measures will be more important, for example, than further reductions in interest rates, which the Reserve Bank now can't really proceed with, as it has done in the aftermath of previous recessions, because interest rates are just about as low as they can possibly go.
Independent economist Saul Eslake speaking to The Wire's Grace Aplin.